This is the Adam Gold Show.
And now, your halftime entertainment.
All right. A couple of things. Number one, Jordan Martinook, for people who have not heard, Hurricanes forward, the latest COVID-19 victim. He has entered the protocol as of today.
We're down to seven Hurricanes who have yet to enter the protocol this year.
And I saw that Josh Levo was skating on the fourth line today with Jesperi Kotkaniemi and Derek Stepan.
They put Levo on the taxi squad when they got to Boston. So he will come out of the taxi into the starting lineup.
All right, so just that little bit of housekeeping. The Super Bowl halftime show has been announced, and it is awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Dr. Dre.
Yep.
But basically, what's happened here is, like, short of NWA, it's like the Dre crew.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige.
Nice.
And Kendrick Lamar, or in your case, Lamar Kendrick.
I can't wait to see Lamar.
Those have been announced as the performers for the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Like, I generally speaking don't care that much about the halftime show.
Right.
Like, I don't get into the commercials either, really. Like,
I mean, I kind of dig the commercials. The halftime show, generally, I'm not that into.
Like, I'll catch what I catch.
Right.
And, like, some of them are good or whatever. But in terms of them being, like, the next day, like, what was your favorite commercial? I don't know. I don't care. You know?
It all depends.
Yeah. But if you get, like, big enough, like, a couple years ago, when Prince was doing the halftime show, when Timberlake was doing the halftime show, like, I mean, and, you know, it's a Super Bowl, so a lot of times they're big. But this is, like, for me, this hits.
Very cool.
This hits for me.
This is very cool. Yeah. This is one of their better ones in a while.
I mean, you know, Snoop Dogg came around for Dre back in the day, and Dre kind of put Snoop on the map.
Right.
And Dre put
Eminem
on the map, too.
100%.
And Eminem doesn't really do a whole lot anymore these days, so it's cool to see him, like, in public. So that's a hell of a Super Bowl show
right
there.
Very good.
All right, one last thing. I came across this, and this is, like, perfect for us.
All right.
Stewed to a perfection.
Okay.
As the great comedian Dave Chappelle once said. For a much different bit, but I came across this headline. Eminem characters redesigned for a, quote, more dynamic, progressive world, Mars announces.
So Eminem, like the candy?
The characters, yes.
Okay.
The Eminem candy characters.
Okay, which are basically Eminems with arms and legs.
Yes, and I'm just going to read this from the story that I found. The iconic characters have gotten a modern makeover for a, quote, more dynamic, progressive world. The most notable changes include the green Eminem's redesign, which will exchange the white-heeled go-go boots she was given in 1997 for a cool laid-back sneakers to reflect her effortless confidence. They had received criticism for green Eminem's sexy characterization.
Well, I mean, it's a green Eminem.
The green Eminem will also be better represented to reflect confidence and empowerment as a strong female and known for much more than her boots.
Okay.
The green Eminem and the brown Eminem will have a more friendly relationship, showcasing a force supporting women. The two characters' dynamic will have them together throwing shine and not shade, the company said. Two characters have sometimes been at odds in advertisements.
I didn't know that they had beef.
But they have also been seen as friends. I'm going to hold that thought.
Okay.
Or more than friends in others. Mars also added that the brown M&M's heels will be lowered to a professional heel height.
Oh, I see.
The orange M&M,
right,
who has an anxious personality, will embrace his true self, worries and all. But the orange M&M's shoelaces will now be tied to represent his cautious nature. According to Mars, the orange Eminem is one of the most relatable characters with Gen Z,
is
which is the most anxious generation.
Is it?
The red Eminem, who has shown bully tendencies in the past, will be more kind to his co-characters.
Well, the red Eminem was ousted for a long time. The red Eminem was, like, we got rid of it. He's probably trying to force his way back into the group.
Mars will also include imagery of Eminems of all shapes and sizes, moving away from only one body size, and will remove the prefixes from the characters' names in order to focus on their personalities rather than their gender.
Ah, okay. Do they have pronouns?
The only brown Eminem has a prefix. It's Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown? Why don't we have a blue one?
I thought we used to have a blue one. I thought maybe we don't.
You know how I eat M&Ms, right?
Yes, based on color.
I separate
the orange and the blue ones.
I want the orange and the blue ones last. Right? Those are perfect Mets colors. It's a royal blue and it's a perfect orange. Mm-hmm. So I wait to the end for those. There's yellow, there's two shades of brown. There's a light brown and a dark brown, right? Or maybe there's no longer a lighter brown M&M. Maybe they got rid of the lighter brown M&M. I don't know. Green, brown, yellow, orange and blue to a side, and red. So I think there are six shades of M&M. So where's the blue? And do they have a yellow?
I don't know. There was no description of how those will be changing on here. So maybe they're fine the way they are. I don't know. But my overriding thought on this, and maybe this just shows how obtuse I can be at times.
Okay.
Because I'm cool with all this.
I don't care.
Go for it. Yeah, do it. Have fun with it. That's what's up. I never once for one second thought anything other than, that was funny and cute.
At times, yeah.
When I see the M&M commercials just going back and forth. I never gave one second of thought towards how any of the M&Ms were portrayed.
And I couldn't tell you the character traits of any of the M&Ms.
Like,
I don't even know the difference.
Me neither.
I don't see M&M color, Alec.
I had no clue that it was like the character generation for these was so in-depth.
No. To me, all M&Ms are brown inside.
all of them. They're all delicious inside.
They're absolutely scrumptious inside.
How do you view some of the variations of M&Ms? Because we've had the conversation about Oreos, you know, my take on Oreos. You know, the original double stuff or the original Oreo is the only real Oreo out there for me.
Yeah.
Same with like Cheez-Its, like the original Cheez-Its. Correct. Or I'll give the extra Toasties a nod here, but those are the only real Cheez-Its to me. Everything else has got an Oreo or a Cheez-It label, but not actually a Cheez-It. Whereas you have M&Ms now that have a caramel center. You have pretzel centers.
Oh, gosh, stop with that. You know, there's not enough room inside the M&M to really grasp the pretzel part of it.
At one point, and I don't know if these still exist, they had, I think it was a fudge brownie center.
Yeah, just stop. Just chocolate. The regular M&M, the only acceptable alteration to the M&M for me. I'm not even a pro peanut M&M guy. Because if I want that, I wouldn't do it with the hard candy shell on the outside.
See, I like the peanut.
Chocolate-covered peanuts are great. But I don't want the hard candy shell on the outside of it. Not to mention, I'm not really trusting the peanut. The peanut butter M&Ms are great.
Of course they are.
Those are right.
Chocolate and peanut butter
with a
hard candy shell.
Taste the
rainbow, am I right?
It
is. It's Skittles.
Skittles. Yeah. Which are, by the way, they're Skittles in the break room.
Yeah, I brought those.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
That was a bag of candy that's been laying around the house that
I didn't eat any of.
Absolutely loathe at this point.
Yeah, I didn't eat any of it. But still, peanut butter M&Ms acceptable. Otherwise, just give me the regular. I mean, I could do dark chocolate because I prefer dark chocolate to milk chocolate. But just give me the regular M&Ms.
The caramel,
I don't need all that.
The caramel M&Ms are good.
Okay.
Because it's chocolate and caramel.
Right. But
like, they can't be bad. The fudge brownie M&Ms are good. There's not a whole lot of difference between the fudge brownie M&Ms and a regular M&M with chocolate in the middle.
Exactly.
So. Either way, I had no clue. I had no clue.
I didn't know the green and brown had beef. I had no idea.
I mean, again, perhaps this says something about me that I did not look any further other than cute, funny characters on television.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know.
Like the
It wasn't like Lucy pulled the football away from Charlie, was it? Like the brown M&M didn't like sabotage the green M&M. Did she?
I mean, there maybe potentially at times.
I didn't notice it. Happened.
Neither did I.
Aileen always accuses me of being oblivious. Maybe I was oblivious to the beef.
Same.
All right.
I mean, representation matters.
I guess. You know? No, it absolutely does. So,
and,
it absolutely
like,
does.
For people like us, people who look like you and I, maybe we don't see these things as easily, right?
Again,
so I think it's interesting.
I'm oblivious.
Same.
You're listening to The Adam Gold Show on the North Carolina Sports Network.